Welcome to the Word and Sermon Weekly, produced by Zion Lutheran, Hiawatha, Iowa. Readings and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this podcast, and joining us next Sunday for the entire divine worship by visiting www.zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Jonah, page 987 in your Bibles, and we read Jonah 3, beginning at verse 1. And I would encourage you to place some kind of marker in your Bibles, because there's more from Jonah we're going to be reading later on in the sermon. These words come after Jonah has run away from God, been swallowed by a big fish, possibly a whale, and has gone to preach to the city of Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It's found on page 1223 in your Bibles. 1 Corinthians 7, beginning at verse 29. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Mark, found on page 1069 in your Bibles, and we read Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 14. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Please open your Bibles back up to the book of Jonah. It's on page 986. We're going to start at the beginning. We're not going to read the whole thing, but many of you are at least familiar with the events of Jonah's life. We're going to start at chapter 1, reading at verse 1, just to remember what got Jonah into the belly of the big fish. Oh, by the way, before we do this, how many of you have ever done something you knew that God said was wrong and went ahead and did it anyway? I got a lot of work to do here. Well, let me try another one out on you. How many of you have ever been in a situation where you felt God wanted you to say something and you said nothing? Pathetic. Oh, me too. Is your name Jonah? Might as well be. That's how Jonah ends up in the belly of the big fish. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." God wanted Jonah to say something. Just like you've known that at times. Verse 3, "But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord." Maybe you just walked out of the room. Or maybe you just tuned out and stop the conversation. Or maybe you just changed the subject. And by the way, how many of you love the grace of God? If you were in the belly of a big fish for 3 days, how much do you think you'd love the grace of God? Man, you'd love that grace. You'd be praying for it all the time, wouldn't you? Oh, God, you are so gracious and merciful. I know I did wrong. You wanted me to do something, and I did something else. Oh, God, please be merciful to me. I love your grace. You'd be crying out again and again. And you're here listening to me. Hopefully a better experience than being in the belly of a fish for 3 days. But you're here because you love the grace of God. Now please turn to chapter 4. Do you think Jonah loved the grace of God? Chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. And this is after Nineveh repents. That's the gospel reading that we had a few moments ago. Jonah went there with a very harsh message. That's what God wanted him to do. Preach against those people. Urge them to repent. Doggone it, they did. But it displeased, reading at chapter 4, verse 1, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.' And the Lord said, 'Do you do well to be angry? Jonah loved the grace of God. loved it for himself. Sitting there in the belly of the big fish. He does cry out, as it's recorded in the scriptures. God answers him. And he delivers him. And all he did was the same thing you and I have done so many times. He knew what God wanted him to do. He knew God's mercy was not just for him. He knew, if you will, as we know probably more clearly from the New Testament, God so loved the world. Yes, Jesus loves you. Jesus came and died on the cross for you. But he also came and died for others. For people of all faiths, even those that don't have faith. For everybody, if you will, that might end up in hell someday, Jesus still died. And God is calling to, wanting all people to turn, to repent, in the words of the gospel lesson, and believe the gospel. God normally doesn't do that directly. He's given that job to us. And all too many times in our lives, we've been Jonas. We know what God wants us to do, and we just don't do it. And we know that God wants us to speak a message to someone. And someone, sometimes that's not an easy message to deliver. It is a joy to be able to preach the gospel, but sometimes you have to preach the law first. Do you want all people saved? Does your life reflect? Does your speech and your conduct say to other people that you care what happens to their soul? And all too often, while we want God's grace for ourselves, we're not really believing in the grace that alone saves. We want to believe in a grace that's just for ourselves, a grace that really doesn't have any care or concern for other people. A grace maybe that even actively ignores other people because, well, you know, I'm better. Yet Jonah thought he somehow must have deserved God's grace while the people of Nineveh didn't. But the only real grace that saves is the grace taught in Scripture. The grace that we confess when we come here. A grace that's not based on anything we do, but is actually based on a confession. That even one small sin not saying something when we know we should be, deserves for us all the wrath of God, is enough to condemn us to eternal death and hell. But God does so love us that when we ignore Him, He doesn't ignore us. When we're running away from His presence, running away from His call, He doesn't run away from us, He runs after us. And He calls to us to turn and to do what He bids us to do. And to all who turn and ask for His grace, God promises to hear. Even the Ninevites of the world and also the Jonahs of this world. God has called you by the gospel. He's made you His servant by His grace. But not a grace just for you alone, a grace that always includes all people. We are His messenger. Let us with joy go out and bring that message to others. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Edition, copyright 2001. Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday by visiting www.zionhiawatha.org.